Now, turning to that news from the south of England today and the French coast, where a young child is among five people who've died in an attempt to cross the English Channel from France, just hours after Britain passed a bill to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. The deaths occurred on board an overcrowded small boat carrying around 110 people attempting to cross the Channel. Charlotte Cann is head of advocacy and public affairs with the refugee charity Care for Calais. She's on the line. Charlotte, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. I think today's deaths bring to what is it 15 or more deaths so far this year among migrants attempting to cross the Channel, and the child who died in this instance, not the first child to die.
No, that's right. We're absolutely devastated to hear of yet more deaths in our Channel this year alone. We had already had 13 deaths on our borders, and so this number just adds to that. And we mourn these deaths greatly. Care for Calais support people both in France and over in the UK, so it's very likely that we'll be supporting survivors of this tragedy.
And at this stage, Charlotte,
unfortunately, sorry.
So I'm just at this stage, is it known what happened?
No, I wouldn't want to speculate. The numbers that are being quoted, these are definitely the highest that we've heard on such crossings, so that would be unprecedented. But I wouldn't want to speculate as to exactly what's happened. However, I was just about to say that we can't really say that we're shocked by these deaths anymore. These deaths on our borders, sadly, have become something that we're getting used to horribly. And they very much have to be blamed on the government's removal of any safe routes to the UK. The government seems obsessed with deterrence, as you've already mentioned, the Rwanda plan. And the deterrence simply don't work. There is only one way to stop small boats crossing, and that's to provide safe routes for people who are in need of safety. The government has managed to implement a visa scheme for Ukrainian refugees in the past, rightly so. And so we have to ask, we have to beg, why are these not being offered to people from other countries? The Rwanda plan and the Rwanda threats have not and will not work. People feel that they have no choice but to board these small boats.
So there's no evidence that this Rwanda scheme is going to reduce the numbers trying to get into the UK, because I think there are some countries around Europe wondering, our own country, for example, wondering, might it result in more migrants and asylum seekers coming to countries that aren't going to, from which they're not going to be deported like this?
Well, certainly we have to be mindful that the UK actually has a very small percentage of the world's refugees. People generally are not, wanting to claim asylum in the UK. The very small minority that do want to claim asylum in the UK are usually for reasons around language or family that is here. So there is absolutely no evidence that deterrence such as Rwanda stop people coming, because these are desperate people who have already faced the very worst that the world has to offer. And the way that the UK government is treating them is abhorrent. And there is absolutely no evidence to show that these deterrents are working.
Charlotte Cann from Care for Calais, thanks very much for talking to us.